is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so do head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And our number again, 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a question for Adam. Adam Miller is with us from Liberty on Tour. He is regaling us with the story of what he did at the trial for so-called disorderly conduct down in Mississippi. If you've been listening to the show for a while, we've been following the case of Adam and Pete and Jason, the guys from MotorhomeDiaries.com, which then later morphed into LibertyOnTour.com, and it was during Motorhome Diaries when they were arrested on the side of the road in rural Mississippi, Jones County, for, well, basically for recording the cops. They were pulled over for a tag issue, which normally would have gone by unannounced, would have been a big deal, typically. But because these guys are activists, they love freedom, they are armed up with video cameras, they pulled out the cameras when the cops pulled them over, and the cops didn't like that very much. It was the first time they've ever dealt with that. And in a lot of cases, when cops aren't used to dealing with video cameras, they will lash out. Up here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, the cops are quite used to it. They've been getting activists with video cameras nearby them for a number of years now, and it's old hat for them. It's no big deal when you pull out a camera around the cops up here, typically, from what I've seen. But if the cops have never dealt with this before, they usually react in a very violent manner. And in this case, Adam and his friends were put in cages, and Adam just went to trial over it. It was about 2 years ago almost now that this transpired. When did this actually happen, Adam, when you guys were originally pulled over?
Yeah, it was May 14th, 2009. We were on our way to Meridian to have breakfast with some other folks while doing Motorhome Diaries. So
a year and a half later, you finally go to trial on this
issue. Justice is swift.
There are ludicrous restrictions on your cameras in the courtroom. The judge basically saying that, well, you know, you guys are bloggers, so we'll let you record just the testimony. You couldn't record the opening or closing statements or what the judge had to say. It was just arbitrary control over your ability to be the press, to have freedom of the press in this supposedly public courtroom. That's what we were just talking about. And you were also going to fill us in on some of the more ludicrous things that happened with the court rules.
Well, yeah, my court was actually at 9, and the judge instructed me to be there at 8 so that he could give me the proper rules and procedures and some other things of the court. So me, him, and the DA go in this back room with the court reporter so that it can all be on the record, and he has, like, 3 books, and he starts going over these things, and he'd read, like, a paragraph of the law and ask me if I understood. Then he did it again, and then the third time I finally said, Waylon is his name, or Gaylord, excuse me, is his name. And I said, I understand what you're saying. I said, I like the words coming out of your mouth. I get it. But I said, by no means do I understand all the rules and procedures of this court. And I said, I don't, you know, I want you to give me all these rules and then expect me to understand them and then trip me up for something, mm-hmm. you know, trivial later today.
I don't understand their rules either. I mean, they're written in legalese. How could I? I'm not trained. Legalese is a different language.
I've never spent a day in law school.
I don't subscribe to their rules.
Yeah, and as I said too, I said, we don't need to go through all this. And I said, I'm not going to try to make, you know, I'm not going to harm anybody. I'm not going to, you know, try to make a mockery of anything. I said, I'm just here to present facts of the day, and that's, you know, that's all my intentions are. So he skipped the rest of that process and was kind of like, okay. And after that, he said, well, now I have to ask you, like, 20 question, psych eval tests.
What?
The first question was, I couldn't believe it. I looked at him with, like, I was just as stunned.
It's because you must be crazy in order to try to represent yourself.
Right.
For the average person who hasn't gone through the legal system must be nuts to try to represent themselves.
Right. Why wouldn't you want
only
our
suggestion?
Why wouldn't you want our court-appointed attorney? That kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first question he led right into it was, how many grades of school did you complete? You know, government-funded schooling. And I just said to him, I said, I don't understand why I need to take a psyche eval and nobody else that's in this courtroom does, you know, and it's convenient that all the other people are paid by the same employer. And I said, so I'm like, we can go through this whole 20 questions, but I'm going to just sit here and not answer, or if you need me to say I refuse to answer, I'll say it. But I said, I'm perfectly capable and know that I'm responsible for my actions, more so than some of the people that are involved in this. And he said, fine, good enough for me, and closed his book, and we went into the courtroom. But
amazing.
I think that that little bit of me, you know, just saying whatever and basically telling him I meant no disrespect and that, you know, I guess I played up to him a little bit, but later in the court, when I would reference, like, deleted footage, the DA would object, and the judge was allowing a lot of that, and I think some of that respect that he gave for me was probably because of me just saying, you know, I'm not a crazy person, and quit treating me like a five-year-old, basically is what I said when we were in the chambers prior to court. So I think that helped a little bit. But I found it absurd that they would want to give somebody a psych eval.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And they would list, you know, he was going to spend, we were out of there in 15 minutes. We had an hour of time booked. He's going to spend an hour telling me courtroom rules that I very well could be held in contempt or, you know, they could attempt to extort more money from me for, you know, that he was expecting me to agree to, you know, and on the record, you know, and there was no way I was going to go through with that. So
good for you.
Yeah, I'm glad it turned out. And I think I consider this a win, the hung jury at 4-2.
Well, remember, it's damage control. It's only a win from that perspective in that he's lost hours and hours of his time and hundreds of dollars in travel
expenses. That's really what I want to ask here. Adam, you know, Judge Napolitano, and I think accurately so, has called the camera the new gun, especially for liberty activists.
Apparently the cops actually thought it could have been a gun.
Right, well, they were
exactly right.
Pretending like it was.
Or a bomb.
Yeah.
Right, anything. Or you can throw the camera at me. But it's a weapon. That's the way they saw it. But, you know, and many activists around the country have, you know, made it so the police departments are much more aware of cameras and that they accept them being filmed and things like that. And I guess my question to you is this. Have you, you know, in retrospect, this was relatively early on in your trip, as I recall. And
yeah, it was before they painted MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
And you, yep. You know, you guys jumped out of the vehicle, trained the cameras on these poor, defenseless police officers.
Well, not Jason. Jason was sleeping.
Well, indeed.
And actually, Pete went out first. You can watch the actual footage, Mark, over at the CompBlock YouTube channel. And it was Pete that went out first, and then later Adam.
But had a camera in his hand.
But it was very dramatic the way you were telling it. I'm sorry.
I'm blowing it up a little bit just for
embellishing.
But I guess what my question is in retrospect, do you think it was a good idea? Do you think it was not a good idea? It seems like they've wasted.
You mean
a
to
bunch
bring your camera out, or what a good idea?
Was you know, on the traffic stop to whip your camera out immediately? Cops seem to in some places seem to find cameras threatening. Do you think it was a instead of waiting for them to do something uncop-like or against the law or whatever and then pulling out the cameras, do you think that bringing the cameras out immediately was worth it?
I think bringing out the camera was the smartest thing that was done that day, other than Jason Talley tweeting out the picture of me being arrested, which sparked the people searching for us and then ultimately leading to our release. And here's why. If I don't have the camera when I come out, the officer separates us. I won't have the ability to get to my camera. Didn't have a smartphone then that would be able to take the video or anything. So I would have been, without. The officers were on a path, I think, with or without the camera. They were still going to search that vehicle. One of us might have, someone still might have been charged with disorderly conduct because we wouldn't have agreed to it like we didn't agree to it and why we got charges anyways. Mm. And there'd be no footage at all.
I got you. Cops really do like motorhomes, and they really do like, young guys in vehicles, especially young guys with tattoos in vehicles, and when you put young guys with tattoos in a motorhome, they go bananas.
Right, you're driving in the south.
It's like a teenage boy at prom.
Right. You've got three males in their 20s in a motorhome driving eastbound. Were you eastbound at that time?
No, we were northbound on I-59.
Either way, you're down south. They're going to say Mexico drug couriers, right? And that's likely what they were.
But Adam, you should tell the story about what happened to that woman. Who was thrown in the jail cell, just to give an idea of really what kind of community it is down there.
I can stick around.
Yeah, if you want to stick around, we'll do that here. Adam is with us from LibertyOnTour.com. The jail cell story. What happened? We'll find out
in
moments.
Absolutely crazy.
This is Free Talk Live. You got a question for Adam? Dial in now. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
In my day-to-day practice, one of the most effective pieces of advice I can give is to make sure clients get the proper nutrients in their diet each and every day. Many people consume foods fortified with vitamin B, but the typical American diet, which is high in processed, cooked, and microwavable food, provides only a fraction of the B vitamins needed for good health. Processed foods loaded with preservatives, sodium, artificial sweeteners, and other flavor-enhancing chemicals offer empty calories and do not give your body what it needs for energy. I have recommended an amazing product to my clients that delivers all of the needed vitamins and nutrients in a simple and delicious juice. The product is called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from Genesis Today. It tastes fantastic and provides all the minerals and vitamins, including 200% of the daily value of antioxidant vitamin C and 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin B12. And it contains even more of what your body needs to maintain optimal health.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol, please visit GenesisToday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Though if you've got a question for Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com about anything, whether it's about Liberty on Tour or his experience in court down in Mississippi, which is what we've been talking about. You're certainly welcome to call in with that at 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There are a number of features there, and they're all brought to you completely free, including our news updates. You can get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever delivery method works best for you. Go and get signed up at news.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's all free. That's news.freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about how to get gold and silver.
Well, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources. That's the company that owns Genesis Communications Network. And, they're affiliated in some way. I'm certain I don't know the corporate structure. But they deal in gold and silver. And I think that it's a good idea to have some precious metals in your portfolio these days. Lots of people do, either as a hedge against inflation, barter currency, or an investment. Go there and check out the coins that I've picked out for people, listeners of Free Talk Live, at the great prices. I think that their rates are better than the vast majority of precious metals dealers out there. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're back with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. Now, we've been just kind of talking about the odyssey of the court situation down in Mississippi that you've been going through. You were found not guilty, or excuse me, it was a hung jury, actually, but four of the jurors of the six voted in favor of not guilty. The other two voted for guilty, so that's kind of on hold while the prosecutor decides whether or not to bring the charges back around. People can get the latest on that over at LibertyOnTour.com. Also, CopBlock.org is actually where you want to go if you want to get the video footage of the trial. That's up there right now at CopBlock.org. But, Michelle, you wanted to go back in time a little bit, back to when Adam was actually put in jail, is that right? Or what he learned, actually, about the jail down in Mississippi?
Well, as I had said, my kids and I went down to be their moral support in that initial hearing. And while we were all down there, there were several people that came forward and started talking to the guys about their stories. And this, the criminal justice system down there, whatever, is really, really corrupt. And this one woman, Adam would be able to, explain the details better. But if I recall correctly, go ahead, Adam.
No, I remember exactly what you're talking about, and this is why I think, there's a lot of attention. Let me just give a little more detail of the story. And even at my court date, there was about 30 jurors selected to possibly be a juror that day, and when the judge asked them if they had heard of MHD or the case, people raised their hand, and I would say about 80% of the people there did.
Wow.
And I think while Jones County has about 60,000 residents, and Laurel has, I think, about like 10, and the actual city, the mm-hmm. biggest city there. And so I think why there's so much attention on it is because since this thing, we've had so many people come up to us and tell us stories about how the police have wronged them, but nobody had video. So those are on some of the extreme cases, like the one Michelle's talking about, where a 17-year-old girl was arrested for getting in a verbal fight with her mother, and a perfectly healthy 17-year-old girl goes to the county jail run by the Jones County Sheriff's Department and ends up dead in the morning. And we've heard several stories about people going into the Jones County jails, women that would wake up with inmates or officers in their cells when they were alone at night and be assaulted, deprived of food, all kinds of things. So I think that's why there's so much attention on it, because we have them on video lying, and it proves that a lot of these other people probably weren't lying either, but mm-hmm. that they didn't have video, or they were not financially, able to, defend themselves or hire proper defense. That's why I think there's so many eyes on it, because it really puts the character of the Jones County Sheriff's Department online.
Right, because you're really showing these people for what they really are. People have been saying for years that these cops are crooks, the cops are corrupt, and don't think for a moment, it's only Jones County. It's like this across the country, where these cops and the judges and all these people get away, in some cases, with murder. They get away with doing horrible things. You said the 17-year-old girl was dead in the morning?
Dead in the morning, and I asked the sheriff about it once, and he said, well, she died of natural causes.
What else did he say, right?
Last time in Mississippi, Jones County would actually hire people to do their autopsies, and that company had the option to opt out of their contract a year earlier. I just happened to see this in the paper, and they were. And, it's a gravy contract, and it makes you wonder why they're going to opt out. If there's some other deals going on, and then Jones County is talking about to replace it, they want to hire the position their own. Well, of course they do, to cover up more of their dirty work. There's definitely a lot of more deeper issues going on in Jones County, and I'm sure that, you know, millions of other police stations across the country and world.
Where these guys are used to just getting away with whatever they want, and now three activists show up in town with their video cameras, and they just tried the same old crap. You've actually, you know, you got the footage. The footage is up. In fact, you can go to copblock.org to see it. I want to go to the phones here. John is on the line listening in Jackson, Mississippi to WPBQ. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Adam from Liberty on Tour.
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to congratulate Adam on being alive. That in itself is a success coming from Jones County.
Jeez.
Jones County is avoided by people in Mississippi. There's a book called Sullivan's Hollow, and there was a family by the name of the Sullivans that through the 20th century, kind of ironically, they're their first Liberty Movement. They declared Jones County a free state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of this, and it's amazing.
But it wasn't based on the same precepts of you guys. But 20 years ago, he would have been dead.
Wow.
And had it not been for the investigations and so forth that have gone on recently, you know, that probably put a... And times have changed, too, but I drove a route about 20 years ago for a library system and got stranded there. And I was from there in a library van and was in fear of my life had it not been for the librarian that sort of came to my rescue.
You were in fear of your life from the police, not from some other criminals that were lurking.
No, from everyone there. Jones County, and again, I'm speaking from things I've read, Sullivan's Hollow is this notorious place. Laurel's kind of the big city in Jones County, but it was a small town called Mize, and I was broken down trying to ask for assistance, use the phone, et cetera, and it was like some horror movie. They would just kind of give you this stare like, who are you, boy?
What are you doing here?
Right.
Well,
so you're saying that it's
the opposite experience. I mean, all the folks I've met in Jones County seem to be wonderful. It's only the ones with badges that have seemed to give us any problem. You know, I mean, even in the trial, you can tell Abraham McKenzie, he was very cocky. And like when I first asked him what he was doing on May 14th, 2009, he's like, I don't remember that exact day. You know, and it's like, come on, you know what's going on. He's just real confident, and then later he went like kind of relaxed, and he didn't like it when I played the video and asked him to point out the point where he was instructed to arrest me. But
John, thanks for calling in with that. I appreciate the information, and Adam, I appreciate all the time you spent with us tonight. Folks can go to copblock.org to see the video of the trial, to see the video that has been deleted, and thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Glad you're out there, and keep up the great work out there at libertyontour.com and copblock.org. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We've got listening options, live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Around the clock, you can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Plus, there's our webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance. Mama Allie from down south, she got in touch with me the other day. She was out of internet connection. She wasn't in a place where she could listen on the radio station down there, the internet connection. So she said, can I call the call-in lines and you can put me on hold? No, we can't do that. But you can call the listen lines 24 hours a day and listen for as long as you want. That's what they're there for, and I don't think they can fill up. I mean, they can take call after call after call. There's no busy season. You're not going to get a busy
season. We haven't had that problem yet.
Yeah, no one has ever reported that. So you can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get the information on the listen lines, the live streams, the satellite channel, the 80-plus radio stations around the country that carry the show. Various different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, and they're all free. At listen.freetalklive.com.
The Totosec, it is an amazing little device. You never knew how much it would change your life. Michelle, you just got your Totosec.
My Totosec. Thank you. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, Mark and Ian.
We want a full review next time you go to the grocery store.
I even have pictures and everything.
you'll be amazed at how they change your life. I just carry them into the grocery store. I put all of my bags in the Totosec, bring them out to the car. I don't have to worry about the cart afterwards. It makes it incredibly easy to carry grocery bags. That's what it is. It's a grocery bag carrier, a retail grocery bag carrier, and it's made of 100% recycled material. It's like a hard plastic hook, and you get a couple of them, and you can carry anything. Totosec, T-O-T-A-S-A-K. There's no C in Totosec. Totosec.us, and check them out, and you can save them, buy a family pack there. Plus, we're going to give a couple of them away.
All right, as always, that's right, a two-pack of the Totesat giveaway coming up tonight. Stay tuned for that. As always, your calls come first here. You can bring up whatever you want. Charlie is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian. Oh, no, he's not. He's gone. Let's try Mike instead in Wisconsin. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Mike, what's on your mind?
Back in October, I called in to tell you guys that a friend of mine had been arrested at a political debate for trying to film it. Basically, I was being questioned because they have a no video taping policy, and somebody said that I had a video camera on me, and I was being questioned by the police to be removed from the room, and I refused. And then my buddy next to me, that was also in possession of a camera, turned it on to film the interaction with the police that were having with me. As soon as he did that, he was carried out of the room and arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. We just had a court date today, and the district attorney's office said that they were dropping the case. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, and I called up the show the night it happened and got the word out through your show and on the Internet, and I appreciate, you know, you guys letting us do this, and, you know, things worked out for the better. So.
Now, this was a situation where it was just the two of you. You both had cameras, and the event, which was purportedly a public event, was it on did you say it was on a college campus?
Yeah, it was a congressional debate.
Right, a public event. You guys figure, oh, well, it's a public event. They don't have to ask any permission.
What's the big deal?
Just, you know, come in, start recording. No big deal. They freak out. Were you both arrested, or was it just your friend? I'm sorry, I missed that point.
Just my friend. I was being questioned by the police, and my friend wanted to tape that interaction, and there was only two cops there. As soon as he pulled his camera out, they grabbed him, and they needed two people to pull him out of the room. So,
and the charge was it a disorderly conduct charge?
Yeah, disorderly conduct and resisting an officer.
So, wow, that's great that they both charges were dropped. I think that's fantastic news. Did they try to get you to take a plea bargain before that, though?
No. One thing he did do was the prosecutor said, you know, I just would like, you know, you guys to agree to not do this in the future. And at that point, we were like, let's get out of this without any fines. This is a coercive agreement that she's trying to make us do. My friend just, like, nodded his head or something. And we're planning on doing this in the future. We're also going to possibly look into taking action against the university for having a policy like this that's publicly funded. So we plan on doing some more with it.
That's a tricky thing, and I think that I go round and round on this point more than any other with people within my community, and that is, are contracts enforceable if they were agreed to under coercion? So you agreed that you would not in the future use your camera. Did you?
I didn't actually do any agreement with this guy, but my friend basically, in a roundabout way, said, okay, you know, well, I'll work with the university and the police there to try to come up with an agreement that, you know, we can all, you know, do this civilly and without this kind of action in the future. And he basically signed off on it. But he wanted us to come out and say, yes, sir, we'll never try this again, which is not something we were going to do. But,
amazing.
You know, while he's saying that, he's got holding a $750 fine over my friend, you know, if you agree to it, then I'll drop it, you know, and it's kind of like, you know.
So it was almost like a mini plea bargain. It was almost like a mini plea. I mean, he didn't plead guilty or anything like that, but he still kind of did what the guy wanted him to do in order for him to drop the charges. And yeah, they dropped the charges, which is great news. But at the same time, you don't get any justice for the fact that you were arrested, or not you, but your friend was arrested, had his however many hours it was stolen from him in the clutches of these police. He's not getting any sort of compensation for that. So you still lose, even though you won.
Well, right, and I was also told I could not re-enter the building that evening by the police because I went to go check on my friend who was, you know, taken into custody for a little bit. And so I was denied my right to observe this meeting.
Right, yeah, in a building that you paid for. Public universities are given federal funds, a great deal of them, and state funds in a lot of cases.
If the Constitution means anything, it should come through in a case like this. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. But, the one of the problems, of course, with what, and we originally touched on this when you first called in, one of the problems was that it was just the two of you. And, of course, if there are more activists involved, then there's more safety in numbers. The police are less likely to do anything as brash as to arrest somebody for videotaping a public event. If you have five people with cameras or 10 people, five of them have cameras and that kind of thing. So the more activists you can get involved, the better. But the tricky part is you're not around a community of activists like that, I don't imagine, there in Wisconsin. Where are you at? Is it Madison?
No, La Crosse. It's right on the Minnesota border.
Got it.
About 2 hours west of Madison. But, I mean, you never know. I mean, there's other people there that wanted to film, and there's other people that I know, but they were just too intimidated. But since this has happened and we haven't been charged and have been dropped, I think it sets a good precedent in the future, and I said this on a local radio today, that, in the future we plan on doing this again. And
that's what you have to do. You've got to push the boundaries. I mean, if you aren't coming to New Hampshire immediately and you've got that activism bug and you want to get out there and do stuff, then you should do it. And get
friends
out
with cameras.
Yeah, and bring as many people as you possibly can. In fact, you know what I'd recommend is head over to anybody that is interested in recording the police or recording the government. Head over to CarlosMiller.com, which I guess is forwarding to his new website, Pixic, P-I-X-I-Q, .com. It's a little harder to say that on the radio. But there is actually video footage of Carlos Miller down in Miami, who is a photojournalist. And he is testing the limits of the federal government to see what they're going to do. He's just going on federal property with a video camera just to see what they do. And it's great. You know, the conversations he's having with these cops, them trying to intimidate him into stopping, and him just, basically refusing to follow their orders. He kind of bends a little bit here and there, but it's a very educational video to watch. I actually posted it recently at Free Keen. I thought it was so good. But if they come up to you and they say something to you in an attempt to intimidate you to get you to do what they want, and you do what they want, then they win. If you stand firm and you continue to record,
standing in the way of what, not just doing what they say, it confuses, befuddles, and strips them of this this sort of authority that they've developed for themselves.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Please keep us in the loop if more activism, interesting stuff develops out there. Hey, Totesac giveaway time, 2-pack, going to you right now. If you call in at 603-435-1105, that's 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live up next.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. There is enough time for your call. Your thoughts are welcome. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have there totally free. So head on over there and enjoy those on us. Hey, if you like the show, please vote for us. It's that voting time of year. Podcast Awards happening right now. And in fact, going on for another 5 days. You can vote once every 24 hours. So vote now and then wait another 24 hours and vote then. In fact, the more you vote, the better. Please vote for Free Talk Live in the politics/news category of podcastawards.com. We've also got some of our liberty-loving friends in the running in some of the different categories out there, including Taryn Lupo's Pirates of Savannah, also Freedom Aid Radio, as well as the School Sucks podcast. Those guys, you'll find them in some of the other categories. But please vote for Free Talk Live at the bare minimum. And all you have to do is select Free Talk Live in the politics/news category. Fill out the short form at the bottom with your name and email address.
Please, that's very important.
Yeah, it takes just a moment. Click submit. They shoot you an email to verify you're a real human being. You open the email, click the link inside, you're done. And then do it 24 hours later. And then
I can vote
again.
More than once?
You can. You can vote every day, every 24 hours.
It took me like not even 60 seconds to vote.
Yeah, so easy. So easy. Makes a big deal. It makes a big difference for us.
A lot of places when you go, they want you to fill out, register, create a password and all that stuff. No, this one just requires you to put in your email address so they can send you a validation, email. You click on that, you're done. I've never been spammed by them, so... no big deal.
Yeah, please go to podcastawards.com, choose Free Talk Live in the politics/news category, and thank you for doing that.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll be some speeches, but there's also all kinds of things to do on the boat. They've got an ice skating rink, a rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more. You can go check out the whole thing. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey, November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. And if you don't reserve now, you won't be guaranteed the low rate. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com, check it out, and do it and register today. You don't have to pay the whole $535 up front. You can put down a couple $100 and pay later. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Charlie, I believe, is actually with us now back in Florida. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, Charlie? Am I?
Hey, you are on. Go ahead. What are your thoughts tonight?
I'm actually Travis.
Oh, Travis. Well,
oh, hey, Travis. I'm really glad you got through.
Yeah, what's... you called. I dropped twice. Yeah, I was just calling to talk about the... I was there for the... when Carlos Miller was doing the recording at the courthouse.
Oh, yeah, over at pixic.com, P-I-X-I-Q.com, or carlosmiller.com, you can see this video footage of Carlos Miller, who is basically just testing the limits of the federal government. How many folks were there? I saw at least one other person. I think it was James Cox, who's an activist down there in South Florida, with him. Julian Heiklin was there as well, one of the Fully Informed Jury Association, the most prominent FIJA activists out there across the country. He was out there as well. But how many folks in addition to you were there?
Oh, that was it. I was with them. It was a really nice meeting. Julian Heiklin, he's an idol of mine, kind of.
Yeah, the guy's a hero.
Amazing guy.
Tell us about that situation.
Well, it was actually, we did a lot better than, I went to the same courthouse when Liberty on Tour was down here with Adam and Pete, and we had a lot more problems. They would refuse to let us record past a certain point, but this time when Homeland Security came out to mess with us, they admitted that we were allowed to record on the actual federal property, not just the sidewalk.
Mm. Right, because the security guards called out the Federal Protective Service on you, and they thought that was going to scare you away. But actually, Carlos walks right up to him when they rolled up on the scene, and that cop could barely string a sentence together. And he actually admitted, like you said, on video that, yeah, this is fine, you guys are fine.
that cop had actually written James Cox a ticket the last time we were there.
Really?
For recording. He tried to... there's a video of it. I can't remember where you can find it. But,
has that ticket been dropped, or is he going to trial on that, or what's going on there?
I'm actually not 100% sure on that. It seems that he hasn't received any information since then. But,
James Cox is a dynamic activist.
No, yeah, he's a serious guy.
Yeah.
So tell me more about your encounter. I mean, were you intimidated at any point? You'd done this before, so are you a little old hat at it? How did you feel during it?
Well, I'd done it before. I was used to those people coming out. They've only so far pushed the envelope so far. But it was pretty cool. It was the first time I ever got to record them. I just never had a camera that I could do it, so that was an interesting
nice
thing for me. First time I had to record them.
Are there other videos besides the one from Carlos Miller? As he points out in his video, all he had was his iPhone because he knew he was going to be messing with the feds. And, the reason why he had his iPhone was because his camera, when they attacked him previously at a Metro Rail station or something like that down south, they apparently, you know, knocked his camera out of his hands, basically, and dropped it to the ground or hit it on the ground. And ever since then, it's been on the fritz. It'll work sometimes, and sometimes it won't work at all. And so he didn't want to take that along with him, knowing that there was a chance it just might stop working in the middle of what he was going to do. So all he had at that point was his iPhone, and there's no image stabilization. It's really shaky, the footage. So did you actually have a better camera? Are there other angles on this available on YouTube or somewhere?
It was better than the iPhone, but I still had a relatively low-quality camera, which as of right now I'm working on getting a better one. But actually on that website and the page where he talks about it, he links to two YouTube videos I posted up.
Oh, really? Okay.
See those? There's also a third video that you can look just by going to my YouTube.
Excellent, because I actually hadn't read the text. All I'd seen so far was just the actual video footage, so I'm glad to hear about that. People can go to pixic.com, P-I-X-I-Q, and you can see the whole story about what transpired. Anything else you want to share tonight, Travis?
Oh, that's about it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, glad you're out there, and thanks for making that call at 800-259-9231. You know, it is possible to get out there and do activism if you're not here in New Hampshire. It's just maybe a little more on the risky side. If you're willing to take that risk, you can get some very interesting footage and have some very interesting experiences, but still, you have to take the precaution. Please take the precaution of having a camera and having more than one person with a camera at any given encounter if you can. plan, if you're planning on doing something that involves the government, that could involve the police, that could involve, you know, whatever activism you're planning on doing, have as many people with cameras present as you can possibly have. Otherwise, if they take you and they take your camera, nobody's there to talk about it. Nobody's there to tell about it. Nobody's there to get away with their footage. Nobody is there to call your friends or to get the word out to anybody else or the other activists.
Another thing that's good to have is the sort of surreptitious camera. So you bring a main camera, mm-hmm. and have one of a backup surreptitious camera. That way they can't claim to not believe that they're being videotaped or whatever. And you have it, you know, backed up. There's ones that are pens and glasses and watches and all kinds of things.
And I think the hot tip of the night was what Ian said about getting, in the event that your camera is taken and the police delete it, once you get it, do not tape over it.
Yeah, that's important too.
Because there are programs that you can extract
that. Absolutely. You can get the surreptitious cameras, by the way, also at freedomcam.net. They have some of them there too.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Great recommendations. And it's always just it's so difficult for me, you know, being here in New Hampshire in this wonderful little enclave with hundreds of like-minded liberty-oriented activists. I always get so nervous for the other activists out there around the rest of the country because it is just so much riskier out there to do this stuff.
But we all came from somewhere, you know.
Yeah,
but I didn't all do activism.
I didn't do activism like this when I was down south. No. I mean, I did activism, but I didn't have a camera on me or anything like that.
I've always been a sassy lad.
Yeah. Well, I got out there. I just didn't get in the, you know, deal with the police because usually my activism was outreach. I wasn't in any sort of a situation that would call for this.
I didn't do much of anything. I didn't see any point. I do far more up here.
Yeah. So get your butt up here if you can. If you love freedom and you want to do something about it, it's just not a very good chance that Miami is going to see freedom anytime soon, which is where Carlos Miller is and that video footage was taken. I mean, there are so many courthouses in Miami in this video from Carlos Miller. They're going from courthouse to courthouse.
Yeah, what are 20 million people in the state of Florida versus, what is it, 1.4 million in the state of New Hampshire?
Yeah. We got 25,000 people here in Keene, New Hampshire, and 100,000 in the biggest city of Manchester.
And it's not just free staters. I was at the gym tonight, and I spoke to two different people who are totally gung-ho libertarian, and they've lived here all their lives.
Have they heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, actually they have.
Sometimes they have, sometimes they haven't.
These two have. But the point is that the total environment is very libertarian relative to other places.
Absolutely.
Like
so go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that, and we'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Hey, Michelle, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.